Kyle, it looks like the National Farm Machinery Show has gotten off to a good start, even considering the weather. What's going on with AMS, especially here at this show?
Well, we're getting a lot of questions from some growers, especially this morning on new product Swath Control Pro for planters. Swath Control Pro, of course, was introduced a few years ago on sprayers, and so it turns sections of your boom on and off based upon GPS, trying to reduce the overlap that you get. And so that same technology now, we've moved over to the planters, which has a huge savings potential in seed costs for the customers. You know, you reduce some of the overlap that you get in the headland areas, oddly shaped fields, that sort of thing. You can really start to see some of those seed costs that you would have. You know, you're saving on the seed. Not only that, but anytime you're able to reduce in corn the number of plants that are planted too close to each other, of course, you know, you've got a potential for yield gain too. So that one is getting a lot of attention. We also introduced iTech Pro as well, which is taking the auto track kind of to the next step, integrating in the end row turn as well as some of the implement functions, raising the implement, for example, so that now an operator has less to think about as he's making those turns through the field as well. So those are both available now with the latest software update. iTech Pro 8030 wheels is what that's compatible with, and Swath Control for planters is, you know, many different planters out there that we can get working on that.
It looks like, just looking around, like you've got some real strong interest here already, and that these are farmers who are kind of wanting to get their hands on some of this new gear.
That's exactly right, and especially, you talked about it a minute ago, with the weather that they've had here in Louisville and getting to the show, and the fact that it's the first day, it's early, so far, a really, really good turnout.
So when it comes to the new products that you have, the ones you just mentioned especially, what are some of the kinds of questions you're getting?
You know, the questions that we're typically getting is, you know, for instance, somebody will say, I have your system already. What does it take for me to upgrade to Swath Control Pro? Or, of course, they want to know ballpark pricing. And, you know, that's a lot of the of what people are wanting, is just kind of an idea of what they're getting into as far as costs and what does it take to do it. You know, how do they get involved? And usually it ends with them, you know, get a little light shed on the subject. But then, you know, we always want to turn them to their dealer, the John Deere dealer, to get the full attention that they need.
Well, I know that, and the studies have shown that price is the number one factor when looking at precision, especially. But if I understand correctly, this is the type of a system that you can work into and not really have to all at once get all of the different elements that you can.
Right, and in particular with guidance, you know, you're talking about there's some choices that you can make. You can start small and grow into it. Start with the original Green Star system, or start with AutoTrack SF1, which is a lower accuracy AutoTrack system, but it's good for the money. And then when a grower decides that he needs more accuracy or he needs a color display, you know, he can look into upgrading to those products as well.
For the farmer who can't make it here to the show, anything else you might want them to know right now coming out of the precision area with John Deere?
Just make sure you go talk to your dealer about how Precision Ag, and especially, you know, Green Star products from AMS, can help to make your operation run a lot smoother and more efficiently.
Well, thank you very much. Kyle Collins with John Deere here at the National Farm Machinery Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.